Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Danny Milliken with Michael Wagner from Warren Southern Gardens and Kingwood Garden Center.
Well, hey, good morning, Houston. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I'm Danny Milliken. Michael Wagner is here with me today. Hey, Michael. I am doing great. Just here, you know, having a show with you. We're going to answer some gardening questions. It's going to be a gorgeous day, so I'm super excited about that. What's the last thing you planted here in the fall?
And that just about did it.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. I love that, the concept of doing those calabacoa in the pot. That's so cool. Big fan of that. Smart move there. And then pansies are a great thing to do right now. So
yes, pansies and snaps and calendulas and stock, all the favorite cool weather plants are out there.
Yeah, and you get them in now, they'll be in for a while. So exactly. That is a good move. So Michael is up at Kingwood Garden Center and Warren Southern Gardens up there in Kingwood. Any big festivals, any fun things doing for Halloween?
Well, no, with COVID, we've kind of backed down. We did have a nice pumpkin patch for everyone and set up some areas that are still there for pictures. If somebody needs to take a quick picture of their kiddos for Halloween or themselves or their brothers or sisters, it's still open and ready to go. We got a few pumpkins, but everything else is it's in full swing.
And perfect weather today for a nursery visit, for trick-or-treating, not trick-or-treating, just being outside. Great day for gardening.
Beautiful.
For sure. So, you know, I think that you mentioned one of the flowers, and we're kind of just jumping into topic here, really. How are you? You know, what's been going on?
Well, basically, preparation for fall.
Yeah.
It's a big time from generally about mid-October through the middle of December. We get a lot of fall things in. We get a lot of pottery in. We received chimeneas the other day.
It's
a great patio item. It really adds a little ambiance and a little warmth on some of those cool nights.
Chimeneas are great in Houston, too, because they're not too hot.
Right.
You know, like sometimes a campfire, open fire flame can be like just too hot and then can't use it on a 75-degree night. But a chimenea, you can always get that little smoke, that cedar smell. Yeah.
Just a little. And preparation for Christmas trees, that soon will be here. About the middle of November, the first shipments are selected to come in.
How exciting. It's all happening. You know, this is... People get really excited about gardening, as you know, Michael, in the spring. February, March are very exciting times in the garden. But man, this fall season, you know, the heat in September, getting tomatoes going, to October and all the planting you can do, to November, seasons changing, soils changing. Yeah, there's so much to do. So we got a long list of things that we got to get people thinking about doing in this season. So.
The one thing that's really neat about fall, we don't think about, that's the longest growing season we have here. For things like your vegetables, your cold things, pansies, petunias, snock, snapdragons. And they'll generally all carry us through about in April, something like that, to May. They'll begin to play out. So we have a really long growing season.
That is so long. I mean, and you're right, like in the vegetable garden, between the, if you think of the, like lettuce, collard, kales, things like that, even like turnips, you know, beets, you've got such a long season of like being able to eat the greens, eventually eating the root maybe. It's just, you know, you can get some kale in now and be eating on it, like you're saying, maybe even to like May or June you could be eating on collard greens. Like it's amazing.
Right. Yeah, it depends on the weather.
Yes, for sure. But it's definitely not like a 3-month window and then it shuts. It stays open a real long time. That's a great point. And, you know, this fall season is a really great time to be planting plants, planting perennials. There's no stress in the plant. The soil is still active because it's warm out. And so now it's just such a great time to get your bushes, your trees in the ground. So we're going to talk a little bit of bushes today because, you know, something I wanted to explore. But We got a lot. So Plantin' Plants, kind of do a guide. I'm a convert to a new style of planting, Michael. You ready? We're gonna break the internet here.
All right.
I've become a fan of the square hole.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, that was a new introduction about 15 years ago.
Well, I learned about it about 3 years ago, and man, I like it. I like it.
It is. It's a neat concept.
And then a good friend showed me a video, and then from then on, every hole I've dug is a square hole, and I feel like it's easy to make the right size. And then instead of having it be like making sure you've got all these cuts and stuff, instead of the roots going in a circle, they're going to get into that corner of the square and they're going to go into the soil there. It's like You're guaranteeing eventual success instead of like having to be curious about it. So anyway, put me in the list. We're going to talk a little bit more about that, measuring your holes and stuff like that. A lot easier to do with a square hole. So I'm one of the weirdies. It's a lot. It's a lot more reasonable than flat Earth, but it's still, you know, not everybody thinks of a hole as square.
Right.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, I'm glad you're here, Michael. So Michael Wagner is the man up at Warren Southern Gardens, Kingwood Garden Center, dishing out information all the time, and we're just going to be answering gardening questions today. That's what we do. Michael's going to be answering some of mine to start, but 281-496-5711. We do want to hear from you. 281-496-5711. 5711. That's how you get us at Home Show Garden Pros.
Rich, fertile soils, native mulches, beneficial composts, and organic landscaping supplies are the reasons avid gardeners have searched out Nature's Way resources for over 25 years. Now it's easy to find the original leaf mold compost, native mulches, and organic soil blends in your own neighborhood. Visit natureswayresources.com, then select retail stores and pick the location near you. Organic products for the safety of your children and pets. It's Nature's Way. NaturesWayResources.com.
Be dependable. I've heard that from my dad my whole life.
Bert Jr. from KISS Generators.
Dependable is our family code. It's why we believe KISS Generators is your best choice for a home generator. We exclusively install Kohler generators because they're proven dependable, keeping families like yours safe for over a century.
Right now, KISS Generators is looking to add dependable electricians and one experienced generator sales pro to the KISS Generator family. If you're a dependable licensed electrician or generator sales professional, call KISS Generators. Generators, 832-723-6030.
KISSGenerators.com.
You're listening to the Home Show Garden Pros. Gardening help you want, answers you can trust from members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Hi, it's Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy.
Zach Buchanan from Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights.
Sherry Hera from Plants for All Seasons in Northwest Houston.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now, 281-496-5711.
We're all about gardening solutions on this show. And, you know, Houston's a really wonderful gardening city because you know, like Michael mentioned, but you have this long season in the winter, which is sort of not when we think it is. But one thing is there's a lot of information out there, a lot of advice. So, you know, we're here to give information. But, you know, we got this short window. We're going to dish out great information. A great place to go to get good info, besides our co-op members, places like where Michael is Southwest Fertilizer. You walk in there, you're going to be kind of going back to another time where people cared about gardening and had pets and other animals, and customer service was phenomenal in the city of Houston. And that's Southwest Fertilizer. It's so great. They have their staff. They consider themselves yard geeks. They're knowledge specialists there at site. And they love helping you, talking to you one-on-one, chatting through stuff. Because the worst thing you get is bad advice when it comes to gardening in Houston. Somebody telling you that ball moss is bad or, you know, you can't do it with organics or whatever. So stop in and see Bob Patterson and his team of yard geeks. If you go in with a problem, make sure you got a picture or a sample and they will help you solve it. So they have a great organic kind of solutions section. They also have a bunch of synthetic solutions as well. Anything for lawn, garden, veggies. They got a great seed selection. They have a great, really good soils, mulch, fertilizers selection. So a lot of great options there. So many tools. A lot of times they'll have new tools that you haven't even seen yet. So the last one I saw was a really cool watering device. They have like top-notch, top-of-the-line stuff, but they also have kind of, if you're looking to do it on a budget, they've got that stuff too. And one great example of that is their bird feeding selection. Great selection of birding stuff. So you can do birding on a budget or go the whole nine yards and get an incredible setup there. Last thing, maybe not the most important thing, but a really cool thing they've got is their full-service mower repair center. Go all the way to the back. You can actually get your mower worked on, tuned up, pressure washer cleaned. Maybe your carburetor's bad on your pressure washer, and you're like, you know what? I'm going to get this fixed. They can do that. So, but the best part is their incredible staff. They're friendly yard geeks. They don't have what you're looking for. They'll help you find it. They've been doing this since 1955. So it's in Houston at the corner of Bissonnette and Renwick Street. Check out their website, southwestfertilizer.com. Woo! All right. We want to hear from you. 281-496-5711. This is Home Show Garden Shows. We're back. We've got Michael Wagner here. Michael, hello.
Yes, sir.
So Michael is up at Warren Southern Gardens and Kingwood Garden Center. And this show is great because we have specialists like him in to dish out gardening information. I have people that I know in the industry that are like, oh, Michael Wagner, I learned everything I know from him. So I know we got a good knowledge specialist on right now. So I'd love to him to help you dish out info. We are on a live show. So we'd love for you to call 281-496-5711. But we also have a great website, a place for you to kind of connect with us, get your questions answered. That houses a ton of a grade of our tip videos, our blog, our planting calendar. But there's also a button there. It's called the Listen button. You click on that, and you can listen to the show. So, like, you can listen in to last week's show or this week's show. So, or you can even listen live on that. There's also the Ask a Pro button, and that button – you click that button and you actually send an email in. So we like answering one email question every week. So, Michael, here's the email question of the week.
All right.
That was the music for the email question of the week. It's from Carolyn. And Carolyn asks, when would it be better time to plant crepe myrtle trees? In the fall, winter, or spring? Thank you. And what is a good crepe myrtle that I should consider planting?
Well, that's a big question to answer.
Without info, for sure.
I feel like that fall, for all practical purposes, is one of the best times to plant trees and big shrubs. The root system gets going very well through the wintertime. It makes it much easier if it's got a lot of feeder roots in the spring. If it's dry, you can water, keep things going. The problem with fall is sometimes the availability is not there. Crops rotate, and when a crop is sold, we wait for the next, and it could be 2 months, 3 months. This next year coming up, it's going to be 6 months. The products are sold off the market. However, we sell more crepe myrtles during the summer because there's about five different shades of pink. There's three different shades of reds and purples. And the one thing about crepe myrtles, they're beginning to become more and more popular. What we've had over the past seasons have generally been all the bigger growing crepe myrtles, 18, 20, 30 feet.
Right.
Those are the ones people plant on the corner of their house and then can understand why it's 20 feet and they need to cut it back. So there's several, about three maybe or four off of the cuff that are all selected heights. And there's a range of crepe myrtles from 3 to 5 feet, from 5 to 10 feet, from 10 feet to 15 feet. So within that, you have a lot of great colors, easy to select when they're blooming, and you can control it. So you actually have the advantage of using crepe myrtles in more situations than we had before with the big ones.
Nice, yeah. And it's such an important thing for people to remember when they're selecting is if you pick the one that's the right height, you don't have to do that nasty pruning where you're making it look like matchsticks sticking out of a box.
Right, exactly.
Okay, well, that's great. So now is a great time to plant crepe myrtles. And really, without knowing more about her site and what she wants out of it, we can't answer the crepe myrtle question on which one to get.
Right.
Because really, you're saying from 3 to 30 feet, it's like, you know, oh, hey, you should get the Natchez. The Natchez is my favorite, but it's one of the big ones you talked about. It's got the showy white flowers, and the bark is more of a mocha, really beautiful bark when it peels off. So,
but, if white's the selection, Acoma is probably one of the best ones for Houston.
There you go.
That's about a 6 or 7 foot plant, maybe 3 to 5 feet across.
See, that's cool. See, that's such a different size and tree than a 30-footer, you know, that's like going to be so tall. So, well, cool. Well, crepe myrtles are gorgeous, and they're so bulletproof. You know, they're so tough. Now, some of them are showing a lot of kind of signs of that crepe myrtle bark scale, and they do get aphids. But to me, that is avoidable through proper soil management.
Right, exactly. And they're relatively easy to control. You just need to start looking for these kind of problems sometimes in maybe late June or July.
Right.
And if you do a preventative maintenance type thing, it's very easy to keep it under control. We never see the end product until the leaves are black with sooty mold. Mm. And it's then, what do I do? And we're actually a little bit late at that time.
Yeah, it's kind of like, well, you've let this thing get as worse it could possibly get.
Right, so, you know, try to give them the right advice for next year. And, you know, here's a little note, put on your refrigerator to spray your crepe myrtles in July.
That's right.
And we have organic solutions to that. So.
No, for sure. Well, that's great information and thoroughly answered their question on crepe myrtles. Carolyn, hope you feel answered. So I got Michael Wagner here. We want to answer your gardening questions. 281-496-5711. Michael kind of set up a conversation I want to have, maybe where we write down a few tall trees that are great to plant now and a few flowering trees that are great to plant now. So we'll do that right when we get back. 281-496-5711. Home Show Garden Pros.
Fall is the best time to be outside and the most important time to care for your lawns and gardens. Use MicroLife all-organic fertilizers, liquids, and granulars. Mother Nature will love you for it. Brown patch in your lawn? Not a problem. Use MicroLife Brown Patch or MicroLife MicroGrow. Always safe and always effective. No matter what you plant, MicroLife organic fertilizers are your best choice. MicroLife organic fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Visit MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
He did the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
Then you can Monster Mash.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros. This is Joey from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes. Pansies and violas are here. These two flowers definitely top the list of our favorite fall to spring annuals in our area of Texas. Who can blame us when they are so beautiful? They both come in a rainbow of colors with characteristic dark faces or without. Try them as a mass planting or edging in your flower beds or use with other fall flowers and pretty mixed planters to keep your winter landscape bright and cheery all winter long. We've got some beautiful blooming grasses. Pink muley grass is absolutely fabulous this time of year. If you don't have one in your landscape, you're missing out on this stunning grass that will make a great addition to your landscape. We've got everything you need for your outdoor fall decorations. Hay bales, scarecrow kits, pumpkins, mums, crotons, and lots more. Come on out and see us. This is the time of year when lawns start to have problems. There's brown patch and sod webworms and chinch bugs. Everything's out to get your lawn, but we've got all the cures you need. Come on out and see us if you're having problems. We've even got fresh replacement sod if your grass is taking a beating so far that it won't come back. Enchanted Forest is located on FM 2759, convenient to Great Woods, Sugar Land, and First Colony. Enchanted Gardens is located on FM 359, convenient to Fulshear, Cinco Ranch, and Richmond. Visit us on our website at www.myenchanted.com for more info and our future events. Or you can find us on Facebook and Instagram at Enchanted Gardens Richmond and Enchanted Forest Richmond. Now, back to Michael and Danny.
Thanks, Joey. We're back. 281-496-5711. Got Michael Wagner here from Warren Southern Gardens. And, you know, if you don't know the concept of the show, we've gathered all these kind of gardening superheroes in the area and from all these different amazing mom-and-pop resale nursery places that are just wonderful destination shops. So just to list them off, obviously we've got Warren Southern Gardens and Kingwood Garden Center that Michael represents. But also we've got the Enchanted Forest, Enchanted Garden Group. Like Joey will be here next Saturday for 2 hours talking through that. Plants for All Seasons up on 249. Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, and Katie and Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights. So a lot of cool spots, a lot of great spots. And we're lucky to have Michael Wagner with us today. 281-496-5711. I want you to call in with your question so we can talk to you, see what's on your mind. Before then, we're going to talk through some trees to plant now. And so if anything's urgent, Michael, we got to get it in now. You know, you can let me know. But what are some kind of shade trees? What are some big shade trees that people can get in now? And like maybe ones that people aren't thinking would be good for them. I'm going to just encourage us to stay away from live oaks. We've got enough of those in the city that if you don't have to plant one, it's pretty good to plant something else. So, okay, shade trees for now. Michael.
Well, the best, probably our most popular trees are maples, the Drummond maple.
Mm.
And it's a good, fast-growing tree. It doesn't have a lot of disease issues, a lot of problems. There are four or five new cultivars, October Glory, Autumn Blaze. And these were selected for their color.
Gotcha.
And at some point in time, these plants in the field exhibited some bright yellows and oranges and reds. And so they were selected out and trialed, and they made the cut, so they're off on the run. The color is going to be dependent on moisture and temperature, and there's not anything we can do about that. I can't pick out the tree that's going to have the reddest leaves or the the purplest. It's just the way it is. So that's one of our popular, very popular trees. We sell a lot of fringe trees.
Oh, yeah.
That is, you know, it's a little ruly, and you can prune on it a couple of times a year and shave it out. But magnificent flower in the spring.
Just unbelievable. Covered.
It's just something you should put in. Red oak. Those are still great. There's a couple of varieties of those. Schumard, over the years, seems to have performed the best
right.
in Houston. Magnolias, it's a good tree if you have a place. They can be a little bit messy, but we do have, you know, varieties like Little Jim that only grow maybe 20 feet by 8 or 10 feet. So there is a magnolia for the place if you have it. Otherwise, your others are going to go really big.
Let's explore this a little bit because magnolia has a lot going for it. I mean, it's medicinal, you know, seed. It's a beautiful tree. It's prehistoric from the time of the dinosaurs. It's a really cool plant. So how do we plan for the messiness? And, you know, because it's not the only messy tree. You know what I mean? So how do we plan for the magnolia's messiness? It's like,
well, there's really not a lot you can do it's process is to remove excess foliage, deep watering,
okay,
proper nutrition, those types of things can encourage plants to leaf more and also retain that. Generally, what we happen is our plants pop out in the spring, they look great, the trees. And then as the summer progresses and the heat increases, the foliage declines and they begin to drop leaves and people are thinking their trees are dead. When the fact is they've just put on more foliage than they can support.
Right.
So their plants are pretty good at trying to stay alive.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of things that you can see from time to time that are perfectly normal that people are panicked about bugs and leaves and they're dropping and they do this and they do that. So you can control it to some extent.
So you know how like some of the neighborhoods that are new are putting live oaks between the driveway and the sidewalk? It's
right.
like kind of like I've seen where that's required. Every house has to have one. Would that be something you'd ever use magnolia in that setting?
Probably not.
Okay.
I think they need to be planted alone and separate just because of their root systems.
Yeah.
And people think, well, it's going to break my sidewalk. Well, they're going to grow laterally out and they're going to expand and they're going to increase in size. So they're going to break whatever's underneath them, especially on concrete.
Right, right.
People worry a lot about their foundations and there are situations in Houston where you can see enormous live oak trees, you know, 20 feet from a house. And actually, the tree itself doesn't disrupt the foundation, my opinion. The roots seek moisture. So they go to wherever the moisture is. And so underneath the house, it's usually pretty moist. So they extract that moisture from that, and consequently our clay soils shrink. and then the foundation will drop. So one way to prevent that is to water your foundations during the summer. A little cheap sprinkler hose, run around and turn it on once a week for a couple hours just to keep some moisture. I'm not saying that's going to prevent your foundations from cracking.
Shifting,
but,
yeah.
Certainly will help. And back to the live oak, I sell them. Up to 100-gallon trees.
They're beautiful.
But I think it's something, I agree with you, that we need to stop planting. I've seen some things create situations over the years with hawthorns and photinias and things like that. You get the disease triangle going.
Right.
And you have to have a host, which is a live oak. We're going to have moisture, which we have plenty of that. And now all we're lacking is a pathogen. And it's going to be extremely easy for a pathogen that we may not be familiar with to come in, and there's a world of hosts to set up housekeeping. That's what happened to photinias with entomosporium, the leaf spot. At one time, you know, one neighbor in the neighborhood had a plant. The next thing you know, everybody has photinia, so it's pretty easy to get something started within those. Same with hawthorn. They're everywhere. So it's easy for the host to find the pathogen to find its host.
Right, yeah. And then if we're using stuff that's sort of slightly native, then that maybe even happens even faster. You know, photinia is tropical, hawthorn's from the East Coast, and you know, so they're coming. They're coming for your ligustrum, your privets. I think is a great point. And I wrote down the disease triangle. I think that's a great concept for understanding why maybe it's wise. And, you know, for all the stuff we know about diversity in nature, that's something we'll explore a little bit is, you know, like every oak feeds a bunch of different things. Like you mentioned the Schumard red oak and how many different caterpillars that feeds, but they're different caterpillars and kind of bird food than feed off the live oak. So really cool stuff. So I love the maple trees one. That is such a great way to get fall color. And you know, which really we could have just talked about fall color on this thing and how to get a little more in your yard. So maple trees are the way to do that. So that is awesome. Home Show Garden Pros continues. We got Michael Wagner that we're talking to. Love to hear your call, your question. 281-496-5711. 281-496-5711. And we'll be right back.
Are you ready to get back in the garden? Hi, it's Anita.
Get away by getting into your garden. Nelson's Nursery and Katie can help. Annuals and perennials, veggies and herbs, plus all you'll need to help them grow.
And be sure to check out our colorful and beautiful fountains.
Exotic disappearing water fountains in all shapes and sizes, and exotic fish for backyard ponds, plus one-of-a-kind pots direct imported by Nelson's. Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy. You can find them at nelsonwatergardens.com.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
This hair was perfect.
We are really playing the classics of the Halloween series. But you know, what is Halloween if not a fun holiday? Just all about the fun. You know, that's really all it's about. Nobody's doing Samhain anymore, you know. It's, I mean, no offense if you are doing Samhain out there, but Samhain, if that's how you say it. But it's, you know, All Saints Day is tomorrow, but Halloween is today. 281-496-5711. What's your spooky question? No, I'm just kidding. One thing I do want to talk about that does blow my mind is Dakota Rev. And so these guys, Hill Country Organics, do such a phenomenal job of being cutting edge on their products, of really like knowing what it is that they're getting out there, trying new things. And what's cool about the Dakota Rev is that they have kind of made it a smaller particle, so it sticks to your leaves better. It can get in the pores of your plant better and provide that incredible carbon boost so much more quickly. So, you know, you got a lot of things that are happening right now. Time to maybe winterize the lawn, improve the soil. And the way we do that the best is by getting more carbon and more nutrients in your soil. Well, that's the beautiful thing is Dakota Rev is perfect for getting improving that soil condition. It actually can improve root mass, which is everything we should be doing in winter. If anybody's like, oh, you need to be pushing your plants forward right now, no. All winterizers should be doing is improving your soil, feeding the roots, helping these things refresh for springtime. And, you know, it really does help fast-growing lawns. If you want to keep your lawn as green as you can for a long time, I've seen Dakota Rev do an incredible job at maintaining it green. And it's especially used at golf courses for that exact reason. It's 100% natural, and now it's available in Houston. So, actually, they got it over at Warren Southern Gardens. Michael, have you tried it out at all?
Yes, I have. I'm very happy with the results on it. It's I saw some improvements probably within 48 hours. Just a slight improvement, but you could see it was a difference. But I feel like it's a product that is going to be really an addition to what we do already with organics.
Absolutely.
I think it's that boost of carbon, and that is extremely important.
And it's just so easy to use as well.
Yeah.
Different kind of carbon source than what's on the market currently, because it's, you know, a great thing to mix and use alongside humic acid for really a huge carbon boost. But other places it's available, Buchanan's Native Plants, Southwest Fertilizer, Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. We mentioned Warren Southern Gardens, obviously. And if you find a new location, want to like learn more about it, just go to our website, homeshowgardenpros.com. But Michael's right. That carbon is so key in the soil.
Well, I think we're going to really have to change our way of thinking about fertilization and what we use and how we use it. Our soils are getting in pretty tough shape. Everything is locked up. Everyone comes in and, well, my plants aren't growing well, and I check my pH. Well, pH is pH is pH. You need to get the nutrition into the soil. That, in turn, will help to improve your pH. Adding sulfur, that's probably the most recommended product out there for lowering the pH. Mm. But in itself, sulfur is a fungicide. So what are you doing to your good microbes? I don't know. I'm not a microbiologist, so I just think about these things. So I feel like we're doing one thing and we're just keeping ourselves blocked.
Right.
So I think people need to learn a little bit about, at least once or twice a year, dump a little fish emulsion around your plants, throw a little bit of bone meal around your plants, anything to break this cycle of nitrogen, phosphorus, and potash. We just need to,
right.
We need to limit that. We need to use more compost. And I understand that you can have your pH and you can have a plant that's looking really well and growing in there, but the pH is high. But I understand that down in that little microsphere, that's where all these things are happening, the soil might be acidic.
Hmm.
We just don't know. Or the people are working on that do know, and we probably will hear somewhere down the road. But, you know, just a change up in what you're doing just once a year or twice a year will make a big difference.
And, you know, like you kind of mentioned, using more products that are soil food-based, you know, versus like really sticking to just one thing over and over and over, mixing it up, you know, getting a new product in there and just using that bottle up pretty quickly and getting a new – I mean, that's what I like to do. I hate having – a bunch of stuff on the shelf, unless it's stuff I'm turning to like molasses. But, you know, I want to get Dakota Rev and get through it. I want to get, you know, Humates Plus and get that out on the lawn. You know, it's like on a regular basis, kind of going through stuff is such a great way to improve that soil health. And like you're saying, you know, in nature, we think the blueberries have a pH because, you know, in their little dells in the woods by the water where fungi is everywhere, they have a low pH. And, you know, maybe they can do a medium pH as long as they have good, healthy soils.
But I think so with blueberries. I think they do very well with some of our mixes that we have, and they seem to perform and do extremely well. The pH is important with blueberries, but what's more important is mycorrhizal.
Right, exactly.
They have a very poor root system. They're just kind of lazy about going out and getting nutrition. So with the mycorrhizal, it will attach. They'll make a deal and sign a contract, and the mycorrhizal will go out and bring nutrition and water and moisture into the plant for its to flourish and go. So sometimes that is as important as anything else.
So I'm just going to contrast two statements you said that are like, you know, really true, but this should like remind people, maybe open their eyes a little bit. But if sulfur is used as a major thing that lowers pH and it's antifungal, but blueberries, one of the many acid-loving plants, require mycorrhizal fungi to live, what's off here? What's wrong? You know what I mean? Something's a little bit off. So be careful of your fungi. Encourage the life in your soil. And good stuff, good stuff. We're at a break, so we're going to take it real quick. We're going to keep answering your gardening questions. 281-496-5711. I got Michael Wagner here dishing out incredible information, as always. And we are Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Native plants, hardy, suited to our climate. Find them in the Heights at Buchanan's Native Plants. Devoted to Texas native plants and organic gardening for over 30 years. Perennials, annuals, herbs, vegetables, trees, shrubs, and roses, they're all waiting at Buchanan's, along with houseplants, succulents, and cacti. Plus, Buchanan's bungalow features one-of-a-kind gifts and home decor. Find your way to Buchanan's, 611 11th Street, online at buchanansplants.com.
Double check, double tested. Hi, it's Will from Right Touch Electrical. When you choose Right Touch Electrical, our certified electricians solve your problems with a lifetime workmanship guarantee. On most jobs, our quality control manager inspects and double checks all work, confirming our highest standard of safety. Double checked, double tested. Protecting your home for an honest price with a lifetime workmanship guarantee. We're Tom Certified Home Show Pros. Right Touch Electrical. Quality with a master's touch. RightTouchElectrical.com.
Down in Louisiana, where the black trees grow, lives a voodoo lady named Marie Laveau. She got a black cat tooth and a mojo bone. Anyone who wouldn't leave her alone.
All right. Home Show Garden Pros. All right, Home Show Garden Pros, here we are, 281-496-5711. So we kind of started this conversation with Michael Wagner from Warren Southern Gardens, talking about trees, and now is really a time that you'll see a lot of the summer stress really flaring up in trees. Who knows what you're dealing with, from pine bark beetles to simple compaction to maybe you have a major mineral problem or some kind of poisoning happening. Well, if you got a big tree, you're facing the either like loss of major value or retaining that value to your home by making that tree healthy or not. And you can have healthy trees. It is possible. You can ignore them and maybe that health goes sideways. In the Houston, in our area, it's really great to encourage health. So that's what we call Arbor True Tree Service. These dudes love trees. They also do science-based tree care. It's an incredible kind of way to approach tree care because it means that you actually are going to figure out what the actual problem is. You're not going to like just be like, oh, here's what I always do, blank. And no, it's like, because that solution is not going to apply to every answer. A deep root feeding is not the solution to every tree problem. Now they do deep root feeding. You know, a major trimming to clean out old branches is not the solution to every single tree problem. But yeah, they do that. They are going to come in, do some diagnosis, figure out what the problem is, and then fix that problem. They love saving trees. They do all the normal storm services and kind of regular stuff. But, you know, anybody can call themselves an arborist. Like, I literally could be like, yeah, I'm an arborist. But I can't call myself a board-certified master arborist, but Arbor True Tree Service can. They have a few of those on staff. Really, again, I have walked around with them at Memorial Park and Herman Park, and it's just awesome the stuff they know and the care they apply. They will give you a free estimate at their website, arbortrue.com. Also, their chat room is really great because you'll chat with an arborist and not with just some other staff member. So it's really wonderful. Check them out. Again, their website, arbortrue.com. 281-496-5711. I got Michael Wagner here. We're talking through a bunch of stuff. Michael, you want to answer a couple gardening questions?
Yes.
Okay, great. Maureen, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning. I am just learning to get along with camellia plants, and it's sometimes I think I'm on the right road, and others no. So I know that I have different plants for different seasons in terms of the bloom. And right now I have something called Kramer's I don't know. I think it's a surprise, supreme or surprise, I was thinking. Okay, here's what I'm seeing. The buds are good. I'm not complaining. I'm just wanting to learn. Alongside the multiple buds, each bud seems to have a little side growth. And over the years, I tried to get started, and I didn't, but this is the year I'm going to understand. Am I supposed to take off that little tiny side bud? So there's a big bud that makes the flower. Okay, I just wanted to make sure that I had given you enough info.
Right. If you're trying to increase flower size and get the nice big fat large blooms, remove those smaller buds on the sides.
Okay, so that is actually, if I left it alone, it might become another bloom. It's really kind of skinny, and yet it's definitely growing on the side of the bud. So I didn't think it was bad.
Could it be a new leaf?
No, it definitely isn't, because the buds are really, at least I don't think so.
It sounds like, Michael, your first impression was that this small side bud might be pulling away some flowering energy from the bigger original buds.
Right.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That way you get larger flowers. We used to use a product. I think it's still available. It's difficult to find. I have a few calls a year for it. It's called gibberellic acid. And that was used as a spray. Actually, it came in a little aerosol. And you could spray those buds, disbud everything you didn't want, and then really increase phenomenally the size of the one bloom that you left on there. And I think most of the camellia growers that enter programs and shows, that's the way they achieve their great big flowers.
Mm. Maureen, here's the three.
Go ahead.
I would say the three things that I learned at Herman Park about camellias, and they have a bunch of beautiful ones in the McGovern Centennial Gardens, is that they love rich, airy soil. That was the one thing. So we actually would get a pitchfork and move the soil around on a regular basis, but humic acid can do something very similar. They like to be sprayed with horticultural oil kind of every once in a while. It helps them kind of keep pests off of them. And lastly, alfalfa meal was really phenomenal in getting max buds. So that was the three things that we learned a lot, is regular spray with horticultural oil, alfalfa meal down at the base, and then also making sure they have good, well-draining, rich soil, so humic acid.
Okay, and I understand I always will tend to the soil, but when do I feed or put the side dressing with the alfalfa meal? Is that at like March or now?
Well, kind of at the front, before their flowering season is the best time to do it. And for camellias, I'd say, late September, October, but now is definitely a viable time to do it. And it'll extend blue time. You'll get a push of new blooms, and it kind of really affects blooming positively. So it was a pretty big breakthrough in my horticultural years. So good stuff.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I've had pen in hand.
Nice.
All right. You have a great day, and I'll continue listening.
Thank you. Good camellia questions. I'm going to get some more of your thoughts on camellias after this quick break. Is that cool, Michael?
Sure.
Okay. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. If you're out there and you have a question, know that somebody else has that question. So, Maureen, thanks for the call. 281-496-5711. And we got a quick break.
Escape to the private resort of your dreams. Get away at home. Let Mike Ball transform your yard into your happy place.
Hi, it's Mike. Let's recreate your outdoor space with a custom patio and amenities like outdoor kitchen, fire pit, water features, and landscape and lighting to put the wow back in your yard. You'll love the difference and the commute.
Make your home your happy place. Add the backyard resort of your dreams. Mike Ball does it all. Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping, and Lighting. MikeBallIrrigation.com.
You can be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros can help with advice you can trust and the tools our co-op members recommend.
Nature's Way resources for quality soil, mulch, and compost. The key to healthy gardens, flowers, and lawns. Monterey Lawn and Garden. For a beautiful organic lawn, use Monterey Lawn and Garden products. MicroLife, all organic biological fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people.
call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-496-5711.
That's right, 281-496-5711. Maureen just had a question about camellias, and you know, I kind of think of Kingwood as being like a really amazing camellia part of town. So you got any other great camellia info for us? Anything else we need to know about these beautiful plants?
Well, I think it's a plant that is a little bit underused because I think people are afraid of camellias.
Mm.
The plants are so magnificent, the flowers, and wow, I can't do that. But, you know, the three things that stand out, the oil is extremely important. We get scale on camellias. That can be a real problem. Of course, compost.
Yes.
Alfalfa meal is an excellent fertilizer. But the ones that she had, Kramer Supreme, is your big, large flowering.
Mm.
And we sell a good supply of big flowering camellias, but we do a whole lot more with cicinquas.
Right.
And they seem to be a little bit more consumer friendly.
Mm.
They fit into some of the landscapes a little bit better. There's a series that came out probably 3 or 4 years ago. Time goes by fast. I don't remember. October Magic. And there's about 10 or 15 varieties. There's low growers. There's tall growers. And just a plethora of colors that you can choose from.
Mm.
And that's been one of our most popular camellias that people add. It doesn't have the big shiny green leaf and fits into the landscape well. Shishi Gashira is probably the number one selling camellia in the whole wide world. It just has to be. It performs extremely well in Houston. It will grow to 4 to 4.5 to 5 feet over a period of time, a long time.
But it's so steady.
Is about 2.5 to 3 feet in our
right.
Environments here.
Yeah, you get a good successful one, and they're just such steady performers. And I mean, you literally, the Shishi Gashiras and some of those other cicinquas, you can treat them like boxwoods even.
Right.
Like you can shape them however you want. So, Michael, we're going to answer a call before
okay.
we kind of have, we have a, next segment, we have a fun interview with Bob Patterson, Southwest Fertilizer. So we're going to answer a call real quick from Ricardo. Ricardo, what's on your mind?
Yes, good morning. I just have a quick question. I have an oak tree in my front yard. It was planted in 2006 when I bought the home, and it's grown pretty well. It's about, I guess, 8 or 9 inch diameter on the trunk. It's getting out of hand. It's really, you know, it's like a huge umbrella now, but not very tall. And I want to find out who you recommend to trim it, you know, to get it shaped right, because it's getting really wide and it almost covers my whole front yard. And into my driveway area, so I just want to get a name of who you would recommend.
I really am a huge fan of ArborTrue Tree Service, and you can get on their website, arbortrue.com. They have a chat service, and they may even be able to give you some advice on how to manage that without them coming out. So,
okay.
Yeah, ArborTrue.
Okay.
Yeah, arbortrue.com.
All right. That was my question.
All right. Hey, thanks. Thanks, Ricardo.
Time.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Michael, what's happening up at Warren's these days?
Well, just fall preparation.
Yeah.
We're getting everything should all be set up. I've got a big shipment in from California the other day on rosemary topiaries and little things like that people can use as living Christmas trees. The rosemaries do extremely well here. Two or three different sizes of those. We have some lemon cypress, which are always a hit for Christmas.
Yeah, cool.
And some stone pine, they're manageable here. Aleppo pine, with a little bit of care, they can be used as a outdoor plant, or you can use them in containers. Either one, and they're pretty good. Lots of cyclamen.
Mm. Yeah, cyclamen.
That's just the greatest thing that comes here. We actually introduced those cyclamen when I was with Cornelius about 20 years ago.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we at the time we flew them in from a grower in California,
oh,
Delta
wow.
Air Freight.
Wow. That's so crazy because they are, I see them everywhere, but they're so bright. You know, they're so noticeable, and the leaves are real cool too when you get close. So.
Right. So it was a good experience to be with that company for as long as I was with them. We learned a lot of things and did a lot of things that people do and plant today. That's one thing. We're cyclamen.
That's awesome. Well, that's so cool. Sounds like you guys are stocked up. Today is going to be a gorgeous gardening day. So if you're up in the Kingwood area, swing by Warren Southern Gardens. It's definitely worth the trip. Thanks, Michael. Great job, as always, dishing out great information. And for the first time in a long time, I've drawn a shape on my notes. So you got me there, too. The Z's triangle here. So, hey, well, thanks again, and great job. We will got a quick conversation with Bob Patterson, and then we'll get Count Zakula in here on this Halloween day. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Get your green on at Plants for All Seasons. From perennials and annuals to ground cover and grasses, their hand-chosen plants are second only to their support. Get even greener. Plants for All Seasons gardening classes are a fun way to learn something new for everyone, from beginning or master gardeners. Plants for All Seasons, 21328 Highway 249, just north of Louetta, and online at plantsforallseasons.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, talking gardening. Hopefully, we're helping you out with some garden questions by answering them. Bob Patterson comes every week and helps answer gardening questions too. The Yard Geek. Hey, Bob.
Hello, Danny. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for asking, man. This one is from Kitty. So here's what Kitty says. Bought a squirrel-resistant, can you hear the quotation marks, squirrel-resistant bird feeder at Southwest Fertilizer. Hey, your shop. It's hung on the big tree in the middle of our yard. Check it out every day. 2 weeks, no bird, same seed level. She enjoys driving the squirrels crazy, but would like to see some birds visit. What is she doing wrong?
Well, Kitty, that's a normal question for someone who buys a new squirrel-resistant feeder. Keep in mind that that's a new feeder. It's something different. Birds are a creature of habit. Also, those squirrels are probably coming still around that thing, trying to penetrate and trying to get into that thing. So there's probably some squirrel activity out there. But I'm not too concerned about that. You know, 2 weeks, I think as you'll go by a little longer, I think you'll start to gradually see those birds come to you. You might think about refreshing some of that seed that's in there. You said you've had some that's not moving, but maybe replace some of the seed in there. Make sure that it's being hung. Ideal level for a bird feeder is about 5 feet off the ground. That's eye level for most people. Make sure there's water around, a bird bath, something like that, so they have plenty of water. And make sure the habitat around that tree is maybe some shrubs and some other trees close by that the birds feel comfortable. And I think they'll be coming to you. It takes a while. Week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, but I think they'll get used to that feeder and start enjoying it, and you can start enjoying them. Folks, if you have any kind of yard and garden problem, don't ever hesitate to come by Southwest Fertilizer and let's take a look at it. One of the Yard Geeks are here, always on staff. And if you'd like to mail in a question on the email or mail a picture in, please do so at yardgeek@homeshowgardenpros.com.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
I listen to your show forever. God bless.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com. Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.